executive session about local control over schools. Doesn't stepping in like this get in the way of local control?
Now, come on.
First part, Ben. Local control means what to you? Local control?
No, what does it mean? What does it mean? Let me ask the media. Let me put it back to you. What does it mean? I'll tell you what it means. I think this is what you would say. It means that people have a say in what happens in their community. Is that fair? Do the people have a say of what happened in their community? The answer is no. There was no hearing. There was no school board note. The parents were kept in the dark. There is no local control. So when a dictator who parades himself as a superintendent, who issues an executive order in secret to bypass local control, then I have a role to step in. Not to mention the fact that we send about $350 million a year to the school district. And this is another lie, in my view, that they're trying to share with the media. And the media needs to go back and do their homework. Look, my background's in media. Shame on the media if they don't do their homework. Because the school board said, look, this is nothing new. We voted on this in 2010. Not true. What they voted on in 2010 was that there should be no harassment or no bullying of any student, including transgender students. They updated that in 2014, I believe. Well, this has nothing to do with that. All of us, nobody wants anyone to be harassed for any reason or bullying in school. This has nothing to do with what they did before, so they need to stop the lies. They're just, here's what's happened. We caught them with their hand in the cookie jar. And they're scrambling. And they won't admit that what they did was in secret. They won't admit it's not popular. They won't admit it's disruptive to the school day. And they won't admit that part of the guidelines violate Texas Education Code and violate the law. Let me tell you something. If there's a transgender student, if they don't repeal this, rescind it, if he doesn't back off on this, and there's a transgender student at that school who tells them not to tell the parent, and they don't tell the parent, they have broken the law. And the full force of Texas will respond.
In your speech to the convention, you vowed that the state senate would go ahead.
No, that's not good. Thanks.
Well, we did.
Yes, sir.
In your speech at the convention, you vowed the state senate will pass bathroom legislation similar to North Carolina. So don't you worry about a similar backlash from business?
No. You know what? I heard the same nonsense. But this is all a part of the propaganda of the left. If you have noticed, there's not one person at this convention, 7,000 people here, the largest Republican convention on the planet. You won't find one person who has a disparaging thing to say about any transgender student or person. You won't hear anyone jeering. You won't see any protest signs. But you know where you see them? You saw them at the school board meeting in Fort Worth. And who was it? It was the left. It was the gay, lesbian, transgender movement who was shouting me down. There's no, I'm firm about this in my voice. I'm not angry at anybody. I'm not even emotional about it, but I'm firm about this issue. And so when you say, is this going to create an issue? This is what they say. They try to, this is all fear mongering. They call those of us who want to stand up for our view as being bullies and hateful and anti this and anti that. That's all part of the spin. It's how they try to threaten people and encourage people not to speak out because we're going to call you all these kinds of names. So part of that is, well, you're going to lose business. So that's what they said in Houston. Well, it's going to kill Houston. Well, guess what? We had the Final Four. We had the Super Bowl coming. And we had more businesses moving to Houston than most major cities in the United States of America. It's just nonsense.
So you think the companies that have said, have canceled plans to move, that's not legit?
I have no idea, I have no idea. There will be other companies. Let me tell you what, if I were CEO of a company, I'd want to move to North Carolina or Texas. If I had children, I'd want to move to those states. So there's that side of it as well. It's just not real. You know, it's like the entertainer spread. Well, I'm not going to go and perform a concert in that city. Really? Okay, fine. Someone else will book the date. Fine, go on your way. You know, if the business doesn't want to go there, there'll be another business that will be happy to take the place. Sports teams? Really? The NBA? You know, they want to pull their team out? I don't think so. It's just all posturing. It is, you know, we've seen this act before from the left. Threaten, intimidate, posture, and people see through it today.
Do you feel like it's the Lieutenant Governor's role to call for the resignation of the school superintendent who was appointed by the duly elected school board?
Under the education code, the superintendent's duties are aligned out. And part of what is said, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course, part of what is said is it is their responsibility to create policies and guidelines, present them to the board so that the board can vote. I mean, look, if this superintendent can do this, I mean, he's only been on the ground 6 months. Maybe he just doesn't know Texas well. But if a superintendent can do this, what do you need a school board for? Why do you need a public hearing? It's a page right out of the president's book on executive orders. And in Texas, I can't speak for other states and other lieutenant governors, but when I see a superintendent, in my opinion, write guidelines that clearly violate parents' rights and the law, when I see him circumvent the very foundation of our democracy, which is voting on issues and people and being transparent so people know what's happening, then he needs to step down. He's not doing his job. He's lost his focus. He's arrogant with his power. And by the way, if I hadn't stepped up, who was going to protect the people in the district? The 70 or 80% who disagree with the superintendent. So I didn't, look, I didn't want to step into the issue. I didn't make it an issue. He made it an issue. He made it a state issue by removing the local element of it. And I just really am really stunned that even the media, who sometimes can lean to the left and sometimes can lean to the right, I'm really stunned the media isn't asking him the hard question.
Let's talk a little bit about the presidential campaign.
Yeah.
You were Texas campaign chairman for Ted Cruz.
Yes, sir.
And last week, rally around Donald Trump. I talked last week to Jason Biafra, the state representative here in Dallas, who